Hi, this is Scott the Pool Boy. I'm calling because Troy, you never called me. Thought we had something special. That night, when we were close, backseat of Sid from Salt Lake's car. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm a little hurt. Okay. Hey Troy, this is Scott the Pool Boy, and I'm sick, so I thought I would take advantage of my sultry tones and do some voice work for you. So here we go. Cock and a BJ, you're listening to See You Next Tuesday. Yeah, thought that was pretty good. Yeah, I left some space in between so, you know, you could cut that out. Because, that shit's gold.
Cagliavice, my name is Sean, but my friends call me Cool Guy Sester. How's it going, Troy? Hopefully me calling you gives you my phone number so you can we can set something up for you to interview me, or whatever, however you want to do it for the show about me having my weed card. Man, it sucks you didn't get my first call. I was all rambling, and I said something about, don't put this on the show. Well, you can if you do some kind of cool mashup with me saying, like, wick a weed card. And since you don't have an outgoing message, I'm not even all that sure that this is to you. I hope it is. Nonetheless, I love your show, and I love you. Hey, there's a guy with no pants. Oh, that's weird. Okay, bye.
My name is Heffron Brantley, but my friends call me Cool Guy Troy. This is See You Next Tuesday. Thank you so much for eavesdropping this week. I am taking a walk around my way, and you are taking a walk around my thoughts. Figured I would take a walk to warm up my brain before I started the show, and while on the walk, I decided why not start the show. I have an iPhone.
I want to know if you can help my husband. He has this terrible dream all the time where he's running and running and running, but he's not getting anywhere.
See You Next Tuesday is the LeBron James of podcasts. The Miami Heat LeBron James. So just do it. I figured, not gonna sound as good as my microphone in my house, but we'll start the show like walking. Ooh, it's a mobile show. It's a beautiful day here in Pennsylvania. The sun is shining, but it's not too hot, it's not too humid. All the plants are out, so my allergies can thrive, obviously. My fucking allergies is like my eyes will swell up like a looks like a pig's ass sometimes. And I can't stop scratching. So they just get chafed? Are you walking around with chafed eyelids? That's what I want to talk to you people about today. Is chafed eyelids due to allergens in the Northeast, pollen. These chafed eyelids. Gotta watch out for those chafed eyelids. But, what is that a pink Escalade? Someone in this neighborhood owns a pink Escalade. It does not seem like the type of neighborhood for that. This is kind of like, the hood I'm in. This is not my neighborhood. I walked over a couple blocks, but it's kind of like weeds east. Agrustic East. No, that's not true. All the houses aren't the same. Some really nice places too. And it's nice to live in an area like this because you can take a walk and it's you get plenty of flora and fauna even in a residential area, but it's close enough to civilization where you can, you know, if you want to, you can go down to Philadelphia. It takes a half hour, but you also have the benefits of the woods of Pennsylvania, which are beautiful, especially this time of year. See You Next Tuesday is the sound of quiet desperation. But alas, that was lovely. The business I want to go into, all the work's in cities, so thinking about making the move eventually, at least lining it up. After I'm off parole, yo, murder was a case that they gave to me. Figure I'll start in Philadelphia, maybe, force my way into Helium and get a job there and just bug the owner. These are just thoughts until I get some stage time and then hopefully maybe, god damn, I'm out of shape, and then eventually start to go up to New York and do shows up there, then maybe move to LA. I don't know, man. I'm talking a number of years here, so walking and thinking and walking, talking and walking, cars passing by. Why is that guy talking to his phone? There's a house right here. Middle of a middle class, upper middle class neighborhood with fucking columns, which right away is a little presumptuous and pretentious. And then they gotta fucking beware the dog sign. They had to a tree, but they don't have any fences up in the middle of a neighborhood. Who the fuck do you think you are? What an angry walker I've become. I'm gonna huff and puff all the way home and then podcast about my anger.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday is the meow of the... See you next Tuesday is the kitten of the animal kingdom. What's the going rate on a Kia automobile these days? A firm handshake? Just got home. I was thinking maybe I was a little harsh. I think it was my Native American blood talking to me. Something happens to me when I get outside. It's just, I'm just like kid whitey with their pink Escalades and picket fences. They make me shed one tear and pick up trash from the mother's ground earth.
Ellen Beth Wax, 48, was arrested in Lakeland, Florida, in May on a complaint that she simulated a sex act in front of a minor. In the March incident, Wax, after receiving medication for her multiple sclerosis, was awakened at 8:30 a.m. by her 10-year-old neighbor boy's clamorous basketball game near Wax's window. After unsuccessfully beseeching the boy for quiet, Wax, hoping, perhaps, to make a point about noisy neighbors, began moaning out the window, "Oh, John! Oh, John!" while remaining out of sight, saying this over and over at increased shrillness as if in the throes of an orgasm. The basketball playing stopped, but the incident was not a teaching moment. The boy's father, Otto Lehman, called the police and filed for an order of protection against Wax. "Oh, Ellen Beth Wax. You Wax job. You know what I mean? See?" And that stopped the basketball playing. Well, of course it did. He was probably trying to figure out what was going on. And then once he did, he was putting in the old memory bank. You know, I was a 10-year-old boy once. Let's be real. I'm hip to the game. Patna. Am I saying that correctly? It's just, I don't know if the absurdity of the world is increasing or just my awareness of it and or the sensationalizing of it and the amplification of it due to social networking and cable television and 24-hour news cycles. But everything, it's like my stories on my show are just the most mundane things because, look, we're coming off a two-week period where the cable news, these supposedly respectable news networks just got done 2 weeks of talking about dick. And who could have asked for a better name than Wiener, but I'm not going to talk about that. I say that to say this. We have become one of two things in our society. Either we would rather hear a story about something negative happening to someone or something bad happening than a good story, or that's what the people selling the news and all this selling to us as consumers, that's what they think we want, because that's all we're fucking getting, really. And I'm really steamed about it. I'm getting piping hot in the kitchen. And you can tell I'm in the kitchen because you can hear the fucking echo in the background. Because then the fucking fortress of solitude, the fucking... I ran out of claps. It doesn't echo like this in my room. My shit's set up from the last show, so I like to plug and play. I'd like to plug and play you so hard. There is a new Limp Bizkit record coming out next week, June 28th, 2011. Can you believe it? The day is coming. And I am fortunate enough to have obtained a copy of it from some insiders. And here's a preview of some of the emotions, some of the colors, some of the smells that you will experience from Fred Durst, a.k.a. Polar Bear, because he's so cold and he happens to be white. Whoop, sorry about that. Yeah, that was Hollywood calling. Don't worry about it. I'll call him back when I'm done doing my free show. Anyway, enjoy the genius. My flow is cold like the weather in Siberia. I keep your head bobbing like a novelty. And all them turkey MCs wanna gobble me. Polar bear ain't a cracker you should fuck with. Boogaloo, shining like a diamond. Mama went and bought the kid a mic, now he's rhyming. I don't ride in limos, cause limos make me car sick. I ain't going out like that dancing with the star shit. I'm disrespect, you should've thought about that. Before your track went flat, told me what the deal, why you talking shit like that? Hoodie black, dropping vengeance upon your back. Cause you ain't jack, talking smack. Consequences, the game reacts with pain attack. Trim the fat, go the distance, the biscuit back. You get no slack, spray the gap. Pack the clip with the riff attack. Fade to black. Now you fade to black. And that's the sound my love makes. Ladies. Do you hear that right now? I just opened the window. It's pouring down rain. It's thunderstorming. I'm probably a jackass, but I'm still recording. Because I feel the positive charge of the... I feel the positive charge of the... Ow! Good God, man, do you even know what you're about to listen to?
Have they told you?
Did you ask someone?
Do you even want to know?
Listen here, brother.
This is the Cool Guy Troy Guide to Excellence in Existence, Chapter 1. Have you ever sat back on a sunny and warm Tuesday and thought to yourself, what am I? Am I the voice inside my head? Am I the clothes I wear?
Am I the love I
am? Am I the lies I tell?
Am I Hugh Jackman?
Am I a scared little boy in a hopelessly hairy body?
Am I the guy who didn't brush his teeth today?
Am I the guy wearing two different socks?
Am I the guy who peed on the rim of the toilet?
We may never know, but I will assuredly be the guy who cleans it up. You see, in this life, we arrive without an implicit set of instructions to guide us away from that which may harm or damage us. This is where a working set of parents can come in handy. These days, unfortunately, two working parents that are still together can be hard to come by, mostly because of things like Sex in the City and the invention of the penis. Mind you, if one doesn't get two parents, one can still pull oneself up by one's bootstraps. Hope is not lost by any means. And even having two parents is no guarantee for success. You may still find yourself later in life saying, hey mom, thanks for the bipolar disorder. Oh, and the hoarding of home improvement periodicals, that's fantastic. Or, hey dad, thanks for being so detached and emotionally unavailable all these years. I am so grateful that I have trouble forming meaningful relationships and consistently intimate and open communication. You know, that kind of shit. Adolescence can be a rough and tumble time for many of us, so it is important to establish excellence in existence as soon as possible to aid in warding off pain, negativity, and Jehovah's Witnesses. There are myriad ways in which an individual might implement this. In a small group setting, such as the daily gathering in the cafeteria, one might seize this opportunity to lick the bottom of one's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Velcro sneaker. This may seem odd on paper, but I assure you, you will get the humorous jackass vote from the male population, and the females will know that you aren't afraid to push boundaries. Once you are highly visible on your peers' radar, you'll surely desire to keep it this way, and thus must explore a variety of techniques to not only engage and sustain Cool Guy Troy level excellence, but to elevate your skills and make improvements on a daily basis. At this point, you will pause the recording when I give you the command. You will put down your listening apparatus and exit the building. If you do not know where you are, follow the red lit exit signs until you find a portal to outside land. You can now take a lap around something at this juncture. What that something may be is entirely your decision, but remember, it is a reflection of your ambition and motivations in life. Who wins the marathon? The man who takes a lap around the porta potty, or the man who takes a lap around Lake Michigan? This exercise is to increase oxygen and blood flow to the brain. You'll need to be completely and utterly alert as to absorb as much of my genius as possible. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? You now have permission to pause your listening apparatus and begin your lap. Dancing is the number one cause of birth in America. Most media outlets are afraid to tell you this, but I, your faithful companion, am here to guide, not hide. That rhymed. Dancing will keep you spry, and it drowns out sad brains in happy juice. You technically can practice dancing any way you like, but it is strongly encouraged that you follow the Prince Adam After School Special Method. The Prince Adam After School Special Method is described thusly. Carb up your body heavily the morning of your proposed kinetic jam out. I don't know about you, but a cold spaghetti breakfast bones me right up. During the school day, try to pay attention to your studies, even though education is clearly not as important as dancing. But it would be wise to take some time during the reading hour to go to the restroom and stretch. No one gives a third of the shit what James did to that giant peach anyway. The kid was clearly high as a fucking kite.
Once home, you must suit up in appropriate attire for the approaching boogie to the oogie. I would wear a pair of my sister's old ballet tights over Superman or Incredible Hulk BVD underpants. The superhero across the booty visible through your tights lets onlookers know you love to boogie, but still behind Matt Boone on the regs, cousin. For realsies. According to the FDA, the most practical top for this sacred activity is a Mickey Mouse half shirt. I want to see those bellies breathing, people. Now, you'll want a slight tilt in your floor installed. Tilting floors can be costly, but are extremely rewarding. Everyone you envy has one. After the incline of the floor is set, which, for me, and you, should, is 11 degrees, now it's time for a generous talc down. Spread 2 cartons of Johnson & Johnson on every square foot of floor that you will be utilizing. Now when you do your high kicks, it'll look like you're Nancy prancing in the Alps, or doing the Super Bowl shuffle in Tony Montana's spare bedroom. For information on how to play music for dancing, please send a large quantity of small bills to Troy Seiple at www.com. And before I leave you for this week, I'd like to touch upon the Ryan Dunn and Zachary Hardwell situation. Because that's literally 10 minutes away from me. I'm on 322 all the time. The exit where the Porsche flew off, I that's how I come home from Westchester all the time. And let me just say that the police report still hasn't said that alcohol has been of significance, but it probably did play a role. It's crazy. My sister went to middle school with Zach Hardwell, the passenger in the car. He went to Gordon Middle School in Coatesville, where I went to school. He was a year younger than my sister. So rest in peace, Ryan Dunn. Rest in peace, Zachary Hardwell. Ryan Dunn was a real nice guy. I met him a bunch of times out in Westchester. Talked to him drunk, both of us drunk, smoking cigarettes outside the Note a couple times. And then he came into my work. Always a nice guy. Was never quote-unquote Hollywood. So it's a damn shame. And until next week, keep your powder dry.